Welcome to the morning meditation. For those of you who can't do it in the morning, whenever you do it is fine. Finding yourself, placing yourself in a situation that's peaceful, hopefully without interruption. I like to light a candle. Sometimes I have a piece of paper and a pen, so if I have things I need to write down after the meditation, it's the best time I find for me to work when it comes to having to write about anything. Sitting, or sometimes laying, with the spine in alignment, shoulders back and down, back of the neck long, we develop mindfulness of body, mindfulness of mind, of thoughts, and expanding our awareness to be mindfulness of the space we're in. Feeling your sits bones on the cushion pulsing on the pelvic floor or PC muscles. From your sits bones, your tailbone, your sacrum, up the spine to the crown of your head. Finding that balance with your neck and head so that the energy, as we practice developing a clear flow of energy, has a chance to go all the way from base to crown. And later from the earth, grounded energy within the body, calling the earth up and expanding into the sky. Both grounded and expanded. So breathing into the belly as if you could even breathe to the pelvic floor on the inside. The belly expands on the inhale. The low back, kidneys, and adrenals expand as well. As we bring a deep breath to all of the body. Kidneys and adrenals need our attention, our awareness, to listen when they ask us to rest. Feeling awareness of the felt sense of breath. Feeling the air move into the nostrils, down the throat, into the lungs, the rib cage expands. And exhaling, twice as slow as the inhale. Inviting the thinking mind with its thoughts and opinions and ideas, with its likes and I don't like. Inviting the mind to simply feel, to be awareness. And each time the thoughts arise, label it thinking and come back to the breath. Simple tools to restart your meditation again and again with patience. And as you sit in an elegant posture, spine in alignment, relax the shoulders, the jaw, the brow, breathing into any place that is calling your attention. Relax. Relax in a vibrant way that you let go of tension but stay awake. Waking up, feeling now your sits bones on the cushion or floor, breathing down your legs to your feet, wiggle your toes. And imagine that you can breathe right into the earth, calling in her grounding, calling in her ability to hold a lot of power. In a way, we are all electric, and we need the earth to ground us. To ground us when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're angry, when we're excited, when we're in a fight, when we're making difficult plans, grounded. Calling that earth energy up into the body with an inhale. Bringing it, letting it wash back through the body, back into the earth. You can imagine like deep roots of a tree into the earth around her boulders, her crystals. If you need rose quartz or tourmaline, amethyst. Consciousness is very powerful. You can direct your energy through consciousness in a good way, or when we're not paying attention, the negativity can come in, and that influences our consciousness. Mindfulness of mind, most important. Slow, steady breathing, deepest breath ever, slowest exhale. Relax, be present. Awareness in the body. Breathing into your heart center. How's your heart in this moment? Fully present to the different elements of the heart. Nowhere to go. We have a history in our culture of moving away from what we don't like and grasping on to what we do like. It's a line in a song by Stephen Walters, holding on to nothing and holding nothing away. I rest inside myself, and now comes the singing. Beautiful song. Those few words helping us to be present with what is, thus helping us to handle what needs to be handled in the moment. And breathing up into the upper body, breathing down the arms to the hands, extensions of the heart, from base to crown, presence, down the limbs, being in our skin, our muscles, our bones, our blood, mindfulness of body, embodied, connected to earth and sky, beginning to awaken to our true nature. The Buddhists say, the true nature of the mind is as vast as the boundless sky. So as we imagine the boundless sky, we can even go up into the moon and the stars and the sun and the universe, expanded and grounded. But at first you might only go just above your head, just to the ceiling, as we practice our own presence. As we cultivate awakening, let us do two rounds of Ah Om. Ah being the sound of the heart, Om the brow and crown. Deepest breath ever, breathe in. Breathing in again, feel the vibration of sound inside your body. Keep letting go of thoughts. Mindfulness of mind. We learn to capture the thoughts that are generally unconscious, especially the I'm not good enough thoughts or fearful thoughts that aren't based in this moment of reality. Even in lovemaking, those unconscious thoughts can take us away from the present moment, or as healers, or as teachers. Now we'll go into the charging breath, using the belly as a bellows, breathing rapidly through the belly, creating a charge in our power center and our lower chakras to breathe up and bathe and tune all the chakras. It's always good to have a tissue, because when we breathe rapidly through the nose, you might need one. This is both physical practice, consciousness, awareness, as you breathe the energy up to the crown and hold, being present in your body. Deep inhale. Exhale. Hold the breath out and be empty for a moment. Rest in silence. And begin breathe it up to the crown and squeeze. This is a reverse abdominal breath. The belly muscles up and in, the abdominal muscles, the PC muscles pulled up and in, holding the charge in the body. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Relax the squeezing and imagine the breath as energy coming out the crown of the head and bathing you. Ha, ha. The relaxing of all the muscles as equally important as the tightening. And repeat. Breathe in. Holding the breath out for a moment. Be still. Let go of any thoughts. Feel the felt sense in the body. And begin. Breathe it up. Reverse abdominal breath. Squeeze belly, abdominal muscles, PC muscles up and in. Hold. Tongue to the upper palate. Feel. Relax all holding and exhale, bathe yourself. Ah. Sitting in stillness, feel the body. You might feel some tingling in the genitals and the lower chakras. Feel that embodiment. If you feel dizzy, that's normal. Just breathe slowly. You will build your capacity for this charging breath. Awareness through the inner flute or the central channel, where each chakra or energy center is a note on the flute. We begin to learn to feel blockages as a tension or a fist. As we learn to listen on the inside, the body speaks more and more in metaphor. Occasionally, epiphany, awareness arises, which seems like thinking, but very different than the kind of thinking we do all the time. Awareness arises. Ah, I have tension in my body. Ah, I connect it to that time I had a fight. I connect it to my worry about money. I connect it to relationship or loneliness. Even the good stuff, the joy, can be a distraction from present moment embodiment. Expanding awareness big enough to take in the whole body and even out into your aura. Opening the hands, opening the awareness to connect with earth and sky and spirit, a higher self, letting go of thoughts, watching for that gap between thoughts. Rest in the essence of your lower chakras. The Taoists call it the lower dantian. It's about 4 fingers below the belly button, a place of power, a place of feeling and storing energy. If you're new to this, place your hand over your belly, or any one of you could do that. Feel your hand on your belly and your hand feeling your belly. That's how we start learning about the felt sense. You can put the other hand over your heart and rest in stillness. Each time a thought arises, let it go. Come back to the breath, deepest, slowest breath ever. When the mind comes up with any form of criticism, label it thinking. This is a practice, an exercise where you can develop mastery. Over time, keep breathing slower, deeper, noticing the felt sense. The mind is like a wild pony, runs around, or another term is used as a monkey mind. So as we practice containing it, it's exactly that, a practice. Often when we are still, the mind takes a chance to say everything. It's worried about its brilliant ideas. Slow down. Feel the body. Practice. Practice listening on the inside. We're used to some things like When we're about to cry, that throat tightens. There might be a lump in the throat. When we feel sad, the heart might ache. Every chakra has a voice, often speaking in metaphor or sensation. It might be a feeling of bubbliness or tension, an image of clouds or a rock. The more we track the felt sense, the more the deeper meaning can arise. Deep, deep breath in and let it out with a sound. When we feel tension, the slow, steady exhale naturally relaxes the nervous system. A lot of times I hear, that's a fast exhale, activates the nervous system. And again, opening your heart, opening your hands in a gesture of receptivity, and ask yourself, what intention would serve me today? And this intention is for holding that which you are calling in, for holding your path. Might be bringing in more money, it might be feeling more at home in your body, it might be more play or dance. What intention would serve me today? May we all breathe more deeply. Letting that answer arise, just wait quietly. It might be something you wouldn't expect. Trust what arises, placing that intention in your heart. How might you remember? A sticky note on the bathroom mirror, a chime on your phone. And may we all remember to pause for 3 deep, slow breaths with an audible sigh. May we all practice listening to the inner wisdom. As this develops, sometimes you can be delightfully surprised what you know. Most of us have been told or taught or trained not to listen to our natural wisdom, told or taught or trained that that's being selfish. There's a time now to be self-caring, to be able to listen to the voice that says no not because we're afraid, not because we're avoidant, but because that's the truth. So this is a learning to tell the difference. When I speak in front of a new group, larger group, 150 people, I don't want to do it. But I know in this heart of my heart, the truth is I'm practicing expanding my capacity to share my work in a bigger group. Slow, steady breathing. Feeling your connection to the earth. It might just be the feeling of weight on your sits bones. Eventually, your mind's eye can go all the way into the earth and all the way up into the sky. Practice. I wish you a beautiful day, a beautiful practice. May we open ourselves to shine the light that we are, the beauty that we are. We are all beautiful spiritual beings in this human lifetime, in a place and time of difficulty. Navigating our life and what's happening in the world, I pray. God grant us the strength to walk this life, to see the truth. May the divine hold us as we go through our struggles. May we learn to listen to the wisdom in our hearts, whispered in our ear, shown in the light of our friend's eyes. And may we receive the love we need. Namaste. May this benefit all beings, and may all beings find freedom.